Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just a quick announcement on Friday. Hour number two, I'll be talking about USA Prepares, the book, and some tips. And I'm going to share some things that you might not have thought about, how to diagnose problems within your home. Things that you may have experienced. Two of our instructors so far have experienced the same exact problem, and I'm going to tell you how to diagnose it, as well as other tips. That's Friday, hour number two. Gwyneth, the Royals, they are in the center of a spectacle. Yeah, the Queen is circling the wagons, it appears, and she has, she's got some of the young ones who, like Meghan, who is spending with reckless abandon, in my opinion. And it's flaunting extravagance in the faces of the hardworking subjects. And if I were a subject, I would be livid, absolutely livid at the spectacle. And then you have Andrew, who's had his way, according to the articles that I've been reading, with underage women. I mean, really? And then you have Harry, who is becoming estranged from his alleged brother. What do you make of all this?
I think that there's been, I think that's a problem. That's a family with a lot of problems. Okay. Ultimately, if you want to know what the real source of the problems in the royal family is, I would say it's probably twofold or threefold. Okay. Some of the problems that they have are that maybe the last 1,000 years, they've been marrying their cousins. Okay? That's not good. And I think that Her Majesty recognized that that was a problem, and that's why she favored Prince Charles back in the day marrying Princess Diana, because although Princess Diana was distantly related to the royal family, she was outside of kind of that inner circle, you know what I mean? And so she had enough, other genetics to sort of balance out a lot of the problems that were beginning to emerge. The royal family, it hasn't just got these social problems. The levels of inherited mental deficiency, haemophilia, and other types of genetic illnesses that only come in really, really incestuous families are absolutely rampant in the royal family. And that the Queen had, she has other relatives that you never ever hear about, because of their mental illness. There were royals that had a mental age of 6 all through their adult lives, 6 or 8 years old or something, all through their adult lives. And they were just put into institutions and cared for, but, never ever mentioned again once it became apparent that they were going to be mentally deficient their whole life. Add on to that there's, Prince Philip, she never should have married him. She should have really, really done some homework about his background before she married him. Because I'll tell you what, Lord Mountbatten was a pedophile, okay? And I have no evidence for this, but I think that it's a real possibility that he raped a number of the junior members at that time of the royal family. I think that it's a real possibility that he would have had access to the Queen's children when they were young, and that like I said, I've got no evidence for this. This is entirely speculation, but that he did something to them and that he damaged them mentally, aside from the problems that they have. You know, and this is a problem with the blue blood class generally, okay? And in my own family, with the, you know, with my mother's family, my mother's family were the Longs. And they were a family that, you know, married their cousins as well for hundreds of years. But the last few generations that they've married outside of the family, the problems have started to correct themselves, okay? So it means that I come across as being eccentric, and that's why. It's because I'm a blue blood ancestry, and that's what my ancestors did, but I can't help that, you know? But I'm high intelligence. I'm not mentally ill. And, you know, but I do, if you saw me, you would think that there was, I've had people all through my life say that there's something different about me. And that's what it is. It's like the blue bloods don't tend to mix with the ordinary people for that reason. They don't fit in because they have a certain way of acting and living and being that ordinary people just don't understand. It's the same reason why people from places like Kentucky and Alabama don't tend to associate with outsiders, because they have a particular way of living and being. And to be perfectly honest, it does come from inbreeding as well in places like Kentucky and Alabama and West Virginia. It's just rampant there. it makes people have a particular way of thinking and acting and looking at the world, and, you know, it comes across to regular people who are not inbred as being not quite normal. Does that make sense, Vincent? And the royal family is like that on steroids. Does that make sense?
Well, sure it does. And as you were saying this, I was thinking about why people might be interested in their cousins. And from an intellectual perspective, from a sociological perspective, from an economic perspective, with socioeconomic values, cousins probably have a closer set of values than people who are not cousins. So, right. And I had a cousin. She's long been gone. She died very early in her 30s. And, you know, she and I, my mother and her mother were sisters. There were no improprieties or anything, you know, anything of a nature that would be not proper. But she and I got along great because she was interested in cars, and she would go to the racetrack with me, and she was underage, and I'd help her stuff her hair under my helmet, and she would race the car down the track, and, you know, so we liked motors, and you know, I didn't see her very often, but you know, her mother and my mother were sisters, and they were raised in the same household, so there were some values there that were similar, and it goes back to people like them, okay?
Yeah.
So when I was looking for a wife, I was looking for someone who had the same values. And Mrs. Finelli was raised in the same town. We went to the same school together. Her parents and my parents had, you know, about the same amount of income. They're both, her parents and my parents were hardworking. They were products of the Depression. And so Mrs. Finelli and I had very similar values, except we weren't the same religion. She was Dutch Reformed, and she decided that, you know, if we are going to raise puppies, we should be the same religion. And so she converted to Roman Catholicism. And, of course, as a convert, she was a way better Roman Catholic than I was, because I was just kind of born into the Roman Catholic religion, even though I went to a Jesuit-taught school. She was a better Catholic. But those things are all extremely important. So my advice to this class is that if you are thinking about finding a wife or a husband, socioeconomic values have to be very close. The way you look at things have to be very close. The way you spend money have to be absolutely close. Because if I were to go buy something and say, look what I just bought for you, it was only $5,000. I mean, that would be unheard of. She would be shocked, absolutely shocked at my recklessness. Absolutely. And she should be, because it's half her money. Now, whether she contributed to half of the bank account or not, it's half her money. That was the agreement. That's what the marriage is all about. And just let me just take a slight digression. When we had our computer manufacturing company in the Commonwealth of Virginia, we met a lot of people. And people would say, y'all work together all day? How can you stand each other? And my reaction to that was, are you serious? Why would I not want to be with her? Why? And they would say things like, you know, they go on separate vacations. You know, he and she go on separate vacations because they can't stand each other.
I couldn't imagine that.
Well, it gets worse.
I honestly could not imagine. If Archie was still alive, I could not imagine having a vacation separate from him. Okay? And, you know, Mum and Dad never had separate vacations. Mm-hmm. They were married for almost just under 50 years. Dad died just before their anniversary. You know, they actually had the plans for their 50th wedding anniversary drawn up when Dad died. And but the thing is, what we're saying about similar values absolutely holds true, because although Dad was not related to Mum, he was also from a British blue blood family. Mum was from the Longs, okay, and Dad was from the Donham Tartars, which, you know, we looked into the genealogy of it, and apparently the famous Hollywood actress Helena Bonham Carter is something like my fifth cousin. So I'm one of the Bonham Carters. And that meant that they had a similar outlook on life, that they had a similar code of moral ethics. They were both Christians. Dad was, although he was a tradesman, although he was a trade unionist, he had been brought up with art and antiques and...
Hold that thought.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 1 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about socioeconomic values and how important it is for people to have the same values. And I've heard that opposites attract. Well, in magnetism, that's true. But I got to tell you, the opposite of me would be a branded, tattooed, pierced, blue-haired, red-sneakered flake. And I got to tell you, that wouldn't work for me. And when Gwyneth, when you said that you're eccentric, I have a feeling that if you look at USA Prepares faculty, one word that would probably fit every single one of us would be that word, eccentric. We're all kind of different, and I've got to tell you, in our neck of the woods, well, people think I'm crazy. I mean, they say those guys are weird. Those Finellis are really weird. And I want to share something. Now, please don't think this is egotistical, class. But my son, or our son, brought this girl home, the first time she came over here. And I explained to her that if she's going to hang around here, that, and this is not like a warning, I was just telling her that everything is a lesson around here. So if our son is doing something and I see a better way to do it, I'll say, well, that's pretty good. Let me show you this. And so I teach classes 24 hours a day here at the farm. And it just may be I'll be sharing something with Mrs. Finelli, or she'll be teaching me, or, you know, we teach each other. That's what we do. We want to make sure that everybody knows, you know, things that would be useful to know. Well, this gal told me that she heard that I was opinionated. And I said, that's correct. I am opinionated. And then I explained to her, and this is the part that may seem egotistical, and it's not. It's not intended to be. But it's true. And I said, well, I am opinionated on lots of things. And the reason I'm opinionated is because I've learned a lot of things. And because I've learned how things work, I have opinions about how things work, or how they don't work, or what's wrong with the way certain things are. And it can be about cars. It can be how to, and on Friday I'll talk about why wiring doesn't work in houses. And I have definite opinions about a better way of doing things, which would be the way I have figured out a better way. Now, if someone else has figured out a better way, logic prevails. So whatever the best way is, that's the one I want to do. Okay? So I explained to her, yes, I am opinionated, and people who are opinionated know about things. Because people who don't know about things have no opinion. How could they? Because they don't know about them. And that's the fact of the matter. People who don't have opinions don't know much. Gwyneth, would you agree or disagree with that?
I would actually agree. I would say that I have opinions, but they're well-reasoned, well-thought-out opinions. And I would say your opinions are well-reasoned and well-thought-out opinions as well. And there's a difference between well-reasoned and well-thought-out opinions and somebody coming along and just saying off the top of their head, oh, I don't agree with you. I think blah, 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 such and such and such and such. And I know you were having a go at that particular set of words yesterday as well, but I can't think what else to say because, you know, these people have nothing to say. When they say, well, I think
right.
that.
Right.
Well, I think that. As soon as I hear those words, I want to say, what makes you think that? And I ask them for a justification for their thoughts. And if they can justify what they think, then I'll say, maybe, you know, I really didn't consider that. You know, you've actually got a point there. But if they can't provide that justification for their thoughts, I'm inclined to dismiss what they have to say and think, because it doesn't have a basis in reality. And things either have a basis in reality or they don't, like I say. And, like, for instance, you know, we had to get a bus at a particular point, you know, in today's journey. And on this bus, I'm almost tempted to call him child, but he was probably around about 18 or 19 years old. But he was overweight, and he had dyed hair.
Message and data rates may apply. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New developments in the investigation of yesterday's fatal shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey, which happened at a kosher grocery store. Mayor Stephen Fulop says on one hand,
we do feel comfortable that it was a targeted attack on the Jewish kosher deli across the street here.
However, investigators are still not ready to say it was motivated by anti-Semitism. Three innocent civilians, a veteran Jersey City detective, and the two suspects were all killed. A lockdown that was imposed at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi earlier this morning has been lifted. Details of what led to the lockdown not yet released, but the base's Twitter feed sent a message saying it was not a drill and did order personnel to shelter in place. There are also reports that at least one suspect is in custody in connection with whatever happened. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
take my.
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Isaacs is live with us in Australia, and we're talking about the royal scandal. Gwyneth, what is happening in your mind with the royals, the extravagance, okay, the sexual perversion?
I think that there's a lot of sexual perversion going on in the background. But, you know, we have, there's been rumors for many years of the misbehavior of Prince Philip. And I can tell you, I have information that I received from a particular source a long time ago that part of the reason why the IRA assassinated Lord Mountbatten back in the day, obviously I cannot give the source for this information, okay, but let's just say that my husband had a lot of underworld contact in Melbourne. And the part of the reason why Lord Mountbatten was assassinated was because he was taking holidays in Ireland and each year, and he was sexually abusing little Irish boys. And the IRA decided that that was not acceptable. When the IRA decides that something like that is not acceptable, they are likely to just go blow something up. That's just what they're like. And so they found out that he was going to have a particular fishing trip with his wife, and a bunch of Irish boys were on the boat as well. And so they just set a bomb and blew them all up. And, you know, from the source of this information, I would tend to agree. So I can't say any more about that, and I don't even know who the original source of the information was, okay? And I think that a lot of the people that told me the information have died in the meantime, okay? So, and I don't have contact with these people anymore. But like I say, that's what the underworld is like, and It's a similar thing. You might think, well, you know, how is it that I was able to accommodate that side of my husband's nature? But when I was a teenager, I used to hang around with gangsters. And I used to hang around with petty criminals. And people who used to, yeah, that's the sort of people as a teenager that I used to hang around with. When I was 17, the day after my 17th birthday, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And he reformed me. He made me into a better person. He made me into the best version of me. But when I met my husband and that he had been a gangster and that, you know, he had also had a come-to-Jesus moment, we were able to relate to each other on that level. We were able to understand the gangster mind because we'd both had times in our lives when we'd been hanging around with gangs. So, yeah, that was... You know, my husband Archie, although he was not a blue blood, he had great taste in art and music and fashion, and he was an interior designer, and he wasn't gay. He was a really, really good interior designer. He used to design the interior of millionaire's mansions and five-star hotels. He knew how to do the gold leaf work, and he knew how to do the, there's a particular type of painting, and I call it fake marble, but you go into high-end hotels, you go into high-end shopping centres, and you'll see the pillars, and they look like marble pillars, and then you look closer at them, and they're actually painted. Does that make sense, Vincent? I don't know if you've seen that. It's a particular painting.
Oh, sure, sure.
Tool.
Yeah.
He knew how to do
that
sort of thing.
We have that in the United States, and it is a particular talent, and it is an art to be able to do that, yes. What is your take? What is your take on the spending with reckless abandon of Meghan and the jaunts, the trips? Do you think that the people who are funding this extravagance are going to lose their tempers at some point?
I think that they will, because there's a historical precedent for this. I think, by the way, that it was actually predestined or fate that Prince Harry should meet and fall in love with Meghan Markle. In my humble opinion, okay, which I is not just what off the top of my head. I do have grounds for this, which is that I believe that she is the reincarnation of Anne of Cleves, who was a wife of Henry VIII, and I believe that he is the reincarnation of Henry VIII. And Anne of Cleves was the only one of Henry VIII's five wives that he really got along with. And so I believe that they were meant to be together, that they are soulmates, but I think that they're behaving unwisely because, for instance, back in the day, Marie Antoinette was doing exactly the same thing that Meghan Markle is now doing, and she lost her head. And that's, you know, this is just pointing out historical precedents. I don't wish any harm on Meghan Markle. I don't wish any harm on the royal family. I want there to be a royal family because the job of the Queen is to uphold British common law. And when the royalty goes away in any country that's had royalty for a long time, usually what happens is that terrible fascistic, communistic, despotistic dictatorships arise and that millions of the population of that country end up getting killed by their own government. The United States is a rare exception of a country that decided to give royalty the boot and it actually worked. That is actually the exception and not the rule. If that happened in Australia, okay, I think that, there would be probably a war because there's a lot of regular Aussies out there. If the Queen was given the boot out of Australia, then I think that there would be a civil war here because there are a lot of regular Aussies who are not in a mood to be dying anytime soon. And Australians have this particular character trait, is that this country was initially populated by criminals and their prison guards, which means that they are not too willing to just go and do what they're told by somebody just because that somebody says that they've got more power over them. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and it certainly does. What I remember hearing an old attorney saying, this guy was probably in his 80s when I heard him say it. He said, the founding fathers of the United States were a bunch of criminals. They didn't take direction very well. That wasn't his words. That they didn't take direction very well, but that was the intent. And so we're kind of a rough group, and I think that's what you're saying. There's a similar historical group in Australia because that's where the criminals were banished, right?
Actually, I'll tell you what happened in history, okay? The British Crown was in fact sending its criminals to North America to deport them, to put them somewhere else, okay? And that became actually the foundation of the American population as well. And then when you had your War of Independence, Britain couldn't send its criminals to the American colonies anymore. What was the American colonies became the United States. And Canada decided that it wouldn't separate from the Crown, but it said, no, we're not going to allow you to send prisoners here either. And so they had to start sending them to Australia because there was really nowhere else to send them except India. And India they really didn't want to send the criminals there because they were doing too much trade with India. Okay? So India was like that was their designated cash cow, and you couldn't fill your cash cow with criminals because the criminals would end up stealing all the cash. that's just how it is. So they sent them to Australia, and that was the foundation of the Australian population. But yeah, there is a certain mindset, and to be perfectly honest, most of the original American, actually, there's something that is actually a historical fact. The reason why Britain decided that it was going to have the siege of Fort McHenry and retake Boston in 1812 is because they accused the Bostonians of harboring pirates. That is historical fact. So they accused the people of Boston of being pirates, of maintaining a pirate hell town, which might or might not have been true. There was certainly a lot of piracy going on in that part of the world at the time. You know, this was a long time after the golden age of piracy. But they, you know, that was the whole reason why there was a siege at Fort McHenry, was because the British were accusing the Americans of being a bunch of criminals. And that's the whole reason why you had that siege and you had the Star Spangled Banner written, you know. And so, but this is it. I think that a lot of people that get labelled as criminals are not actually evil people. There are certainly a large number of people that are labelled as criminals that are evil people, but I think that a lot of people just want to live their own lives, don't want to pay taxes, and want to live on their own land and mind their own business and conduct their own trade. And are not particularly good at colouring inside the government lines. And because of that, then the government labels them as being criminals and responds with force. But in reality, they're not really criminals. They just don't like being told what to do.
Right, that's who we are.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. Gwyneth, how can people find you on the internet should they decide to consider buying your books?
Okay. If they want to buy my book or either one of my books, okay, they are on Amazon. So if, you know, but if you buy them from there, I might or I might not get paid the royalty. That's the problem that actually a lot of USA Prepares instructors are having. If you would like to buy one of my books, probably the best option, okay, is either to email me at teetotalpirate, that's T-E-E-T-O-T-A-L, P-I-R-A-T-E, teetotalpirate, at protonmail.com, P-R-O-T-O-N-M-A-I-L.com, okay? Or send me a, for the moment I am still on Facebook, so if you send me a direct message on Facebook, then I will be able to help you there as well. You know, but if you want to have a look at the books, then you can or have a read of the first 20 pages or so of either of them. They are on Amazon, okay, and the Look Inside feature is activated on them, which means you can go on Amazon and you can search either The Lover of the Pirate King, by Gwyneth Isaacs, or The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman. And that's all standard English spellings there. You can go on to Amazon and you can look inside. You can read about the first 20 pages, and I think you'll be impressed, you know. And they are now also reviewed on Goodreads, okay, and they're getting five-star reviews, Vincent. people love my books. They think they're great. And you've got to realize that I'm still writing books in this series. There's one that is going to be published early in the new year, probably around about February of the new year. There is going to be a third book published. And that book is basically finished. It's in the final stages of editing. And I'm in the middle of actually writing the fourth book at the moment. And I've just started the fourth book this week, actually. The third book is another one, and it is George Wilson and Bartholomew Roberts once again. But the fourth book takes the Tang Cartel into the 20th century, and that is all that I'm going to say about it. But I'm having a lot of fun reading. I'm having a lot of fun writing it, and I'm having a lot of fun reading it. And, so that is really, this is going to be a whole series of books. It's something that is very much intertwined, interwoven, all the different books. And what I'm doing is I'm building a fictional universe, okay, which is based around actual historical events and personalities, but with a lot of fictionalization and fictitious events in there as well. So it's not historical documents. It's fictionalized history, basically. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, it does. And I'm wondering, will you ever bring it forward to the current time where you became a caller to a radio broadcast and actually became a an instructor on that broadcast?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the most recent book, I'm bringing it to the late 20th and early 21st century. Is the time window of the latest book, okay? And it still involves the Tang Cartel. What is the Tang Cartel? Well, you'll have to read the books and find out, okay? I would recommend that you start with, if you wanted to start reading the series, I would recommend, now that the first book has been written, I would recommend that you start at the first book, which is The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman. Okay, and if you want to give me a message, like I say, either at teetotalpirate@protonmail.com or see me on Facebook. You can search for me on Facebook, Gwyneth Isaac, and my name will come up right away. And send me a direct message, and I'll be able to help you. Yep. By the way, I'm not really making any money from these books. I just thought I would say that, okay?
Right.
Most of the meager income that's come in has gone into things like setting up web pages for the books, okay?
Gwyneth,
so there hasn't
are
been
out
any
of
profit so far. Oh, my gosh, we're out of time.
We're out of time.
God bless you.
Gwyneth, thanks
see you
so
next
much.
Week.
Thank you so much for being with us. Yes, see you next week.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.